It was in Sanford, Florida, that neighborhood watch captain George Zimmerman stalked and killed Trayvon Martin. This murder turned a national spotlight on this gated community, and George Zimmerman is hiding from popular vengeance and a $10,000 bounty placed on his head by the New Black Panthers. Now Sanford, Florida, has taken racism to yet another level. The so-called National Socialist Movement, a neo-Nazi group, now has at least 10 armed thugs patrolling the streets of Sanford. This is according to Jeff Schlepp, one of their leaders. Since Sanford, Florida is a gated community, the implication is that the Nazis have official permission to be there, carrying guns like a bunch of SS stormtroopers. Given that Nazis, by definition, advocate wholesale extermination of African Americans as well as Jews, this is an extraordinarily ugly development. In fact, this says much about the character of Sanford and explains in part just how it was that a neighborhood watch captain and wannabe cop felt he had a license to chase down every black teenager he saw on the street. There is even a report that Zimmerman once reported a 9-year-old African-American child to the police as suspicious. As of now, the swastika flies over Sanford, the racist Florida gated community where Trayvon Martin was murdered. The question is, what are people going to do about it? Are we going to let literal jackbooted thugs with guns own the streets of an American community? Or will they be stopped from their planned Holocaust like they were in World War II?